China's changing. The growth rate has gone from double digits to right around 8%. Mm-hmm. It may be being stabilized now as we speak. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for China? And what does it mean for the United States? And should it change the expectations?
Look, I think it's good for China, actually. You know, to a certain extent, Charlie, 11 or 12% is unsustainable. Right. You know, you end up getting too much stimulus, or you get a misallocation of resources. They're much better off working on more of a consumer-based economy, less dependent on exports, mm-hmm. driving technology and innovation harder. Really, the one thing that actually works, you know, state-run communism may not be your cup of tea, but their government works, you know, and they
get things done.
They have five-year plans. I always tell our team, read the 12th five-year plan, which is the segment we're in. Typically, what they're doing makes sense in the Chinese context. That's what they're doing now. You know, the new president comes in, Mr. Xi comes in. He's got an agenda, and they're driving environment. They're driving company reform. They're driving more consumerism that are the right things. Now, for the U.S., I don't think that's a bad thing. I think we need a relationship. We need a strong bilateral relationship with China. We do. But if you sit back, right, as an American business guy, you say, basically, Europe probably has 0% growth for a long time. Japan has had 0% growth for 20 years. Mm-hmm. The U.S., you're sitting at 1.5, 1.7, maybe 2% GDP growth. If you're not willing to get off your butt and go to every corner of the world, you're going to get fired.